60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we get into that, you know, every morning before we start the show, we look at news stories to see if there's anything interesting to talk about.
Yeah, I think most radio shows do that.
And I'm guessing it's a slow news day. Because I have no idea why this is even a headline.
Okay.
But here we go. This headline is everywhere today. Michael Jordan once scored 52 points in a game after drinking 10 Bud Lights and playing 2 rounds of golf.
And that's just now coming out?
Breaking news.
20 years later.
Yeah. Kids, here's a reminder if you don't know who Michael Jordan is. He's LeBron James before LeBron James.
That's I know a good way to describe
probably some listeners that we have who have no idea who Michael Jordan is. Yeah. But
oh, kids would know Michael Jordan as the original Space Jam guy.
Totally.
Still, a former NHL star, Jeremy Roenick, says back in 1992, he played 2 rounds of golf with Michael Jordan, and they both sucked down about 10 Bud Lights. And that night, Jordan had a game against the Cleveland Cavaliers and scored 52 points, and they won.
Dang, dude, that's crazy. When I even have one drink, I need to go to sleep. How does this guy play a whole basketball game after 10 brews?
You need to really think about it, though. 10 Bud Lights.
Oh, okay.
So basically, he was super hydrated.
Yeah,
like,
that's
it's
true.
Mostly water.
It's almost like Gatorade.
Yeah, so he spent his whole day drinking water and playing a very low impact sport for a few hours.
Yeah, he probably wasn't even drunk.
Yeah, he had a very leisurely day and then went out and played some basketball.
Dude, Bud Light needs to sponsor NBA now instead of Gatorade.
Yeah.
Bud Light showers.
So there you go. If you've been missing out on your Michael Jordan news from 27 years ago, we got you covered.
Awesome.
Always live, local, and late breaking here at Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Very late breaking.
All right. Let's get into the shock caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock caller today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If we get it wrong, we get shocked at the song that you want us to sing. So text in 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? You know what? Why don't we let Jeff pick a name out of the hat today because it's his birthday.
It's happy your birthday, Jeff.
No, it's
happy
not,
birthday.
But no, it's not my birthday.
Isn't your birthday in like a couple weeks?
No, it was last month.
Oh, we missed it?
Yeah, you guys didn't even pay attention.
Happy late birthday, Jeff.
Happy birthday, Jeff.
Yeah, okay, whatever. You just pick a name. I got Jose.
Aww.
That's a good birthday present for you.
Terrible.
Yeah, that was really nice.
All right, Jose is grabbing the shot caller while he puts that on. Jeff, please read Jose the shot caller question of the day.
Well, we're getting closer and closer to Thanksgiving, and
Yay!
We're all super excited to enjoy that big, festive Thanksgiving dinner.
Mm.
But according to a new survey, 68% of people say there's at least one classic Thanksgiving food they secretly dislike, but will still eat anyways.
Oh.
And they found the top 5 Thanksgiving dishes people secretly hate but still eat out of politeness or because of tradition. So for your question, you just have to name the number one Thanksgiving food people secretly dislike the most.
Oh my gosh.
I think I know it.
What is it?
It's something I actually like, but whenever I talk to people about it, they're like, ugh, it's disgusting.
I hope it's what I'm thinking.
Cranberry sauce.
Yes! That's
is that what you were thinking?
That's the first thing that popped into my head.
Oh, you know, that's my favorite, though.
Oh, that's gross.
I love it.
See, dude, I hope we never have Thanksgiving together. Because if I would be eating turkey, and you would be eating cranberry, and I you would make me gag. So
here's one that I think people may not like, only because it's vegetables, and this country hates anything that's semi-healthy for them.
What's that?
Green bean casserole.
Really? I love it.
It does smell like kind of farts a little bit.
It does smell like farts. And it's
festive
like,
farts.
Yeah, festive green bean farts.
Cream of mushroom soup, right?
Everyone well, we do it that. A little fancier, but yeah, that's traditionally the
gross.
One that I actually don't like the way that it's traditionally served is the sweet potatoes with the marshmallows on top.
You are speaking my language.
I like sweet potatoes just plain, but the marshmallow, like, it's the weirdest. Why are we putting marshmallows on top of something that's already sweet? That makes no sense.
See, I don't even touch it anymore. I don't like, it's sweet potatoes or yams. Are those the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so the yams. My mom always makes these yams. I never, ever, ever eat them.
Sounds like you don't like your mom's cooking very much.
No, just on Thanksgiving.
Read the question one more time.
A recent survey found the top 5 Thanksgiving dishes people secretly hate but will still eat anyway out of politeness or because of tradition. You just have to name the number one Thanksgiving dish people secretly dislike the most.
Okay, so what are some other dishes that I'm forgetting?
Ooh, what about cream corn? A lot of people do cream corn,
Ew.
And I think it is so nasty.
I hate cream corn. I don't think it's very popular, though, is it? Do a lot of people do that?
I don't know.
My family doesn't do that.
Stuffing?
Yeah. I love stuffing. I don't care if it's wet or dry. It's why are you laughing? You guys don't have wet stuffing?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. No, we just usually put aromatics in our turkey and then cook it.
Aromatics? What is that? That sounds really fancy. It's like a candle, it sounds like.
Some rosemary, basically.
Okay, so here's what I'm narrowing down to, because I love stuffing. I can't be it. I think it's going to come down to either cranberry sauce, green bean casserole, or yams.
I will say, most people that I know don't like cranberry sauce that much.
Yeah? What do you think, Brooke? Green beans or cranberry sauce?
Cranberry sauce.
Yeah, I think you're right. I can't do it. Okay, I'm going to go with final answer, cranberry sauce.
A recent survey found the top five Thanksgiving foods that people hate the most, but will still eat anyway out of politeness or tradition. I asked you to name the number one answer, and you're guessing cranberry sauce.
Yes.
Let's go through the top five and see if you're right. Number five Thanksgiving food people secretly hate is turkey.
Even
19% say they secretly hate eating turkey on Thanksgiving, and they wish the dish was something else, like Thanksgiving ham or burritos.
That sounds kind of good. Yeah, no, but a turkey burrito. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Number four is pumpkin pie.
Really?
21% secretly hate it. Huh. Number three is sweet potatoes or sweet potato casserole.
Okay.
Number two is green bean casserole.
Uh-oh.
24% don't like green beans, and the number one Thanksgiving dish that people secretly hate but will eat anyway.
Come on, horrible cranberry sauce.
29% say they don't like cranberry sauce.
And poor Jeff has to be shocked on his birthday.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
All right, so you got it right. That means Jeff gets shocked, and
yay!
Somebody texted in and wanted to hear the song Zombie by the Cranberries.
Ooh.
Way to work that in.
Grab
the lyrics for that, unless you know it by heart.
No.
No, okay. The lyrics.
Here we go.
Whenever you're ready.
In your head, in your head, zombie, what's in your head,
You got shock in your throat.
Good job singing the cranberries, though.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.